This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so let's get down to business here. I want to talk about yesterday before we move ahead to the tournament, and I've got some pretty big thoughts for you on it. I mean, for one, the biggest problem I have is now knowing that everything we watched yesterday didn't matter to the committee. That game meant nothing. You know, that Kyle Arns went out there and you thought he broke his ankle for no reason, right? Like, it just didn't matter. And I think that's disrespectful to both of our universities. And I think it's incredibly disrespectful to the student athlete who goes out there and literally puts their body on the line for this. And I'm going to get into my issues with the committee at the top of the hour. But on a very plain basis, I'm not going to overlook the fact that State kicked the living hell out of Michigan. Like, I think it's hilarious how at each turn, the media wanted to make it about Michigan's redemption. And at each turn, MSU stepped on their nuts. You know, and you know, you got Brisdakis going out talking about revenge tours. You got Brisdakis making the money sign at the crowd. You know, do me a favor, Iggy or Ignatius or whatever the hell your name. Do me a favor. Power down a little bit. Like, I like Brisdakis, and I've been effusive of my praise of Brisdakis, but when you wilt like spinach in a frying pan in the second half of these games, might not be the best idea to be the guy wooing the crowd, kissing the crowd. Mo Wagner earned a right to do that because Mo Wagner was an assassin against MSU. Brisdakis in each of these games has disappeared. Disappeared. And I look, Michigan on the whole, I've been telling you this for a while now. I'm really not sure you're any good. I think you're a Sweet 16 team at best. You know, for the Michigan fans who love excuses, where's your excuse now? Oh, what was it last time? Charles Matthews didn't play? Hey, question, did he play yesterday? 21 minutes, 1 of 3, a completely forgettable and unremarkable appearance. Brisdakis, first 20 minutes, good. Last 20 minutes, ghost. You got a point guard who can't shoot. He's not even guardable. Think about that. In today's game, your point guard is unguardable, and I don't mean that as a compliment. I mean you don't bother. You go under every screen on Xavier Simpson. Go under every screen and sag 6 feet off of him because he cannot shoot. So break this down again. Point guard who you don't need to guard. A two guard who will find his way into more difficult degree of difficulty, step back jumpers and pool, who I think yesterday was 3 of 12. Another no-show. And Brisdakis, who's good at the start, bad at the finish. Here's the deal. You don't need to blame your coach. You know, after MSU won in Ann Arbor, people were waiting for adjustments. And then adjustments didn't come. And you know what I said to you? Don't blame Beilein. He doesn't have the horses. There's no adjustments to make. You can't do anything to us. The only adjustment for you is to pray to God that Xavier Tillman's on the bench. Because the only time you were able to get over on State yesterday was with Xavier on the bench, you go small, Nick Ward can't play. Well, guess what? You don't get to dictate those terms. Because then Xavier Tillman comes in, doesn't get in more foul trouble, and you have no counter. You don't. Xavier can guard multiple positions. He can switch. He can help. And what you were reduced to was using John Teske as the only guy in your offense to get a good look. You're not a good team at that point. If I took the jersey off of Michigan and I said, random team in the tourney, let's bet the game. And the profile is peaked in December, got UNC and popped them, played a Villanova team that wasn't the Villanova team of today. Didn't win the conference, didn't win the conference tourney, lost to the best team on their schedule three times, has a point guard not worth guarding, has a two guard who will make guarding him easy because he will take the worst shots on the planet. You got a loudmouth 20-year-old freshman who disappears in the second half, and your team's offense is completely stagnant and completely based on ISO play. Would you tell me that's a good team? The answer is no. So kindly shut the F up when it comes to your team, okay? Call it like you see it. For Michigan State, I mean, my heart breaks for Aarons because the kid's been hurt all year. And I'm sorry, I don't care who the player is and who the team is. You hear a guy in the ground screaming, that's you become physically uncomfortable watching it. And it's going to hurt State. And I heard Gators say it earlier, and I don't know what the hell Gators thinking. But of course it's going to hurt State that Aarons isn't there. That is a long, athletic kid, smart kid, tough kid who will take and make a big shot. I don't know how Gator doesn't think Aarons not being there doesn't hurt State. Sorry, just disagree. It hurts us. You're already down Josh Langford. You know, the kid Aarons backs up. So it's a problem. But this team just has what Michigan doesn't have. This team has balls in spades, like massive meatballs, big. There's an Italian restaurant in Miami I like called Prime Italian. They make a one-pound meatball. State's got two of them bouncing around their thighs. This team's got marbles. Down 12, late, no problem. We'll grind it out. In a dogfight, gotta finish out. No problem. We'll close out on a 10-0 run. Need a bucket. No one out there's moving. Shot clock down. Here's Cassius throwing up an and-one mixtape tour underhander off the glass, and I'm not even sure he saw the glass. They got balls. They guard, they try, they play. And I don't, man, they're not the most talented State team in my lifetime. They don't have a bunch of pros on this team. But this team's got balls, and you got to respect that. And if you're a Michigan fan, you may want to look down and feel around a little bit and see if anything's there. Because I got to be honest, to lose to State the same way three times where you're up in a commanding position in the second half and you can't close, a couple of your groceries may have fallen out of the bag in the back of the station wagon. That's not a good sign for Michigan. And that comes down to your players. That doesn't come down to your coach. You want to be doing a money sign at the crowd? You want to blow some kisses? You want to talk a bunch of junk? That's fine. You better back it up. And how about this stat? This one's been floating around the interwebs all over the place. The last 15 minutes of all three games, last 15 minutes, so 45 total minutes of basketball in game 1, 2, and 3 of Michigan-Michigan State, Michigan State has outscored you 105-58. Balls. Balls. Big ones. You're Michigan headed to the tournament? That's a bad sign, hombre. Your State? You got problems, most of which is trying to fit through the door or the wheelbarrow you got in front of you to carry them. Now, what happens in the tournament moving forward? Matchups will play a big role. We're going to get into seeding next. But that game was a classic. And State just did you again. They finessed you again. And you can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't count. It's March. It's bibbity-bobbity-boo. It's a banner in the ceiling. Period. It's in our house, not yours. And I like that. That gives me a warm feeling inside. And if I were a Michigan fan, losing three times to State and Izzo, you do whatever you want. You spin it. You can get on your Peloton and ride yourself to oblivion. I ain't listening to it. You go 0-3 against your rival, and they won the tourney, and they won the conference, and they just did you. In the last 15 minutes every game, they took out a knife, and they ran it down your spine. Three times? One team, it's probably a credit to them, and I tell you the other, it's probably a demerit. I don't know about how you watch sports, but that's how I watch mine. 97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.